welcome to episode 6 of the Full Cap Podcast. I'm your host Haggis, and here with me today is my co-host Elias.
Hiya.
And I'd like to also introduce Full Cap's officer. Way.
Hello.
Rail.
Hello.
Hello. So Scott couldn't be with us this week because his dog is sick and he's currently cleaning up dog shit. He's been cleaning up the cage. He's already had to clean the cage this morning. And he says, I don't want to actually come upstairs and leave the dog because I'm no cleaning that cage for the second time. So the first part of this week's podcast, I'd like to talk to Rail. Find out more about you and how you ended up in Full Cap.
Sure.
So what age are you?
I'm 21. I almost forgot them. 21.
And you're from England?
Yeah, I'm from England.
How long have you played WoW for?
I started playing a couple of months before Burning Crusade came out. I started playing when it was announced, but I only really started doing PvP and raiding halfway through Wrath of the Lich King when I had more time, really. So, right. So you could say I started in Wrath of the Lich King.
Right, and did you do a lot of raiding throughout the other expansions?
I did a lot of reading in Wrath, because I had a lot of free time then, but during Cataclysm, I had no free time whatsoever, so I stuck to PvP. It was a lot easier to just get a partner for the arena, and since then I've just enjoyed the PvP more, really, so I've just stuck to PvP.
Right, so you don't... Are you planning to get involved in raiding again this year, or...?
I'll probably have more time this year, so I probably should get back into it, but no guarantees yet.
So, when you were raiding, what was your main?
My main was a paladin in Wrath, and I was a healer. Didn't do really that well, to be honest, but I re-rolled as a Death Knight when Ice Cream Citadel came out.
And have you mained that Death Knight ever since?
Yeah, that one was a horde. It was an undead Death Knight. It's not, it's not the same one I'm using now. That was an undead Death Knight, and I mained that through Wrath, well, for the last part of Wrath, and I mained that through Cataclysm. Didn't play at all during Mists. I know, that's when I changed to a Warlock, like everyone did. Yeah, then I came back to the Death Knight, but I decided to try the Alliance this time, so I re-rolled a different Death Knight.
Right, and so you're planning to PvP mostly, and some raiding with your Death Knight for this expansion then?
For this expansion, yeah. I know I'm about half geared through the Standard Honor gear at the moment. I've got one piece of Conquest gear. But, right. Yeah, I'm still trying to get there before I can do some proper PvP.
And I'll no make you try and find your Twitter account again. Your Twitter is at GABarnes134.
Yeah, that's right.
So, we're coming on the podcast. One of the things I'd like to talk about is how you actually ended up in Full Cap then. Because obviously Full Cap's only 2 weeks old today, I think.
Well, because I'm new to the Alliance, I didn't know any of the guilds here. And I knew some of my friends had some of the RP, were in some of the RP guilds, but I didn't really RP that much. So I didn't really know what guilds to go in. And it was essentially your message when you whispered me.
Right.
Yeah, it just made me laugh, and I thought, yeah, I want to be in this one.
And had you just started a 90 boost then? Or had you been leveling from scratch?
This one was a boost.
Right, okay. And you've managed to get it up to 100 now?
Yeah, it's 100 now.
So is that, what, 2 weeks you've leveled that to 100 then?
No, I got it to 100 in, I think it was either 1 week or just over 1 week.
Right.
And since then I've just been gaming really for that week.
Right. So that brings us to what we've been up to this week in WoW. And let's make Elias talk since he's been silent.
Look, all I'm saying is, right, I don't get a cheer when I'm introduced. You cheered for him. That's fine.
And this week we have Elias.
No,
yay!
No, you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Oh no, I'm in Scott's doghouse. It must be reeking in there. Right, so what have you been up to this week in WoW, Chris?
I have been raiding the new content, which is tons of fun. Although...
We'll probably end up talking about this.
Next. No, I'll leave that bit for now. But Wednesday night, we went and did the first boss. We did like Gruul, and it was tons of fun. It's really, really easy, I'd say. It seems like it's been undertuned. in terms of the damage going out and things like that. And that's cool and fun. And the second boss, we spent a lot of time progressing on, and we finished quite early. And then nobody could get on Thursday because the servers were down. So our raiding was wasted. So we're back at it on Monday. But other than that, I've been leveling a warlock, which is by and far the easiest class I've ever had to level.
You mean leveling it as demo, or have you...
Yeah, demonology, yeah. It's right. Which basically just makes it a really caster-based hunter. Nice. But it does so much damage, and it's fun to play, but I'm like one and two shotting most mobs.
I'm actually planning to level my warlock now that my hunter's got to 100 this week. This week, I got my hunter to 100.
Ah, I see.
And tonight, the guild is actually going to run some heroics to try and gear the new 100s up. And I'll hopefully get to take my hunter and gear it up.
That's cool. That's primarily why I leveled my warlock, is because we didn't have one for ages, and we're still missing loads of magic damage. But we had loads of hunters and some other ranged classes. So I was like, I'll level a warlock. It's the one class I never really played. And now that I've done that, we've got a warlock in the guild. Yeah, so...
How is recruiting going for your guild?
Yeah, fine. After the wee bit of drama we had, we did like two or three posts for recruiting and got like three or four apps. So that's good. We got like a new mage and a new warlock. And
that's just through the web forums?
Yeah, just through the web forums. We don't really tend to do it in trade chat because it's just so heavily filled with shite, basically. Like, plus, the people who are looking for a guild, they don't tend to look in trade chat for it. Like, it doesn't tend to yield that many results.
Right, so this week, obviously, I would like to say that Shadow Pact, my old guild, fell apart. As we had previously spoken about, although it's not actually been uploaded yet. I'll be getting put up tonight. So what happened was the GM is now going to go and raid Mythic content with other friends, and he passed the leadership of the guild over to one of our other friends who has now turned it social and I think is almost in direct competition with me for recruiting. But the other day I posted a link to Elias and showed him that our guild had 32 people online yesterday, and the old guild had 2 people online. So it was a great improvement, and we actually managed to get the people. Last week I was talking about stealing people and no stealing, and everybody like arguing about it. Those guys have decided to come and join us now.
Hey.
And although they're looking to raid, they might be happy to have a sort of half guild, half pug raid for the next wee while, and we'll see how it goes. And one of the guys, which I thought this bit was funny, he was like, I'm just going to come and join you the now. And I was like, cool. He went, be right back. I'm going to loot everything for the ninja, everything for the guild bank. And I was like, ah, quality. And then I realised that the stuff he was stealing was all the stuff that I had put in it. It was all the flasks and all the potions and that. So he was just giving me all my stuff back. Because I was the only one that ever really contributed to the guild bank in the last guild. So, Gaz, what have you been up to this week? Has it just been hardcore leveling?
This week has just been gearing, really. I managed to get all the heroic gear by Wednesday. Now, I've not done any proper raids, but I've managed to get most of my honor gear for the PvP at the moment.
Yeah. Have you done the 5,000 Apexis crystals for your 680?
I've done the. I'm up to the Heimorg legendary part now. I've done the entire part of the first part, the legendary.
Right. That was something else I actually done this week. Was finally got 125 Abrogator stones on Haggis. I've just not actually done anything with that questline yet.
Oh man, go and do it. The upgraded ring is so nice.
Aye.
Mm.
How long did that take you?
It takes a while.
Yeah. It's if you were to go back like 2 weeks, I think that's when most people had it done, because they were like getting the stones every week. but I went home for Christmas, so I missed like 2 weeks of just playing and raiding. So that's me just finished it this week.
So basically, you have to do LFR, normal, and HC.
No, you can only loot it from one boss on any difficulty every week.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, so you can just blast through it on LFR.
That'll be why then, because I've always been missing bosses on my heroic runs. I've always been jumping in after Kargath and stuff, so I've been getting it on other bosses. Mm. I've still not managed to kill Imp. Still no. I don't know what's going on, man.
Neither did we. My guild killed it and I didn't. Yeah.
Hopefully, across next week with the new gear, FBRF and that, I'll maybe get to kill Imp. It's coming soon. It's just not happened yet. So how is your garrisons getting on? Are they now just boring and dull?
No, they're not at all. Because, and I meant to mention this last time, but we kind of deleted the podcast. I got a Mythic Warforged trinket from my garrison, from the cash thing that you get. The cash.
What eye level was it then?
Oh, I don't know, I need to go and look it up. Whatever the mythic one is.
Mythic Heimal, though.
Mythic Heimal, sorry. And I got a 655 epic from one of the salvage crates. And I had this was both on the same day. And I had a 645 weapon. But I had like a normal main hand. And I was just missing, I had a heroic main hand. And I was just missing like an offhand. So my eye level shot up by like fucking loads in one day before I started raiding. It was amazing.
Well, me and Scott both agreed to not use our salvage boxes and wait for patch 6.1, because when the patch comes out, you're guaranteed to get either a green or blue or epic follower upgrade.
So
I've been holding them, and I currently have about 80 boxes across my shaman and my priest, that when the patch drops, I'll be able to. And I've been vendoring all of my fucking salvage stuff because I've been trying to sell it and I've been getting I can't make money off it. Fucking, I don't believe these, man. I don't believe that anybody buys transmog gear. It doesn't happen. So I've been vendoring all my stuff. I've gave up. But it's nice that you got a trinket. I've never seen something that high.
It was amazing. Yeah, but the mission when it came through said Mythic on it, and I was surprised that I was getting Mythic missions. Like, I don't know what the criteria is for each difficulty. I know it's one eye level higher than what you're currently like raiding or currently capable of raiding, but it was like 8 days after I had done my last one, and I remember listening to another podcast that said that it was like, it's like a 2 week cooldown on it. So when you see that mission after you complete it 2 weeks later, you'll get another mission. So I don't know how this came through, but I'm not complaining.
Nice. So it's based on your actual eye level then?
No, I think it's based on the content you're raiding. So if you're raiding normal, you'll get heroic chests. If you're raiding heroic, you'll get mythic chests.
Right. I must still be raiding LFR then. I'm only getting normal stuff, man.
There must be something like, you know, you need to kill 15 Imp. Bosses. I've not killed Imp. I've not killed Imp at all. There must be something like you must kill this many bosses on this difficulty to be suitable for, you know, this content reward from the cash.
Maybe you've got to kill them all 3 times or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Right, so let's move on to the Gray's bitch fit section, even though Lou's not here. What's pissing Gray off this week is cleaning up dog shit. So, Chris, let's hear your rant.
This is going to sound really nasty, but... Right. So Blackrock Foundry, came out this week, right? And the second boss in it, it's not really the second boss, it's an optional boss, it's called Ore Gorger.
Yep.
And he, for people who don't know what this boss is, he basically has two phases. He's got a phase where he's doing stuff and standing still, and he's got a phase where he's rolling around the map, and the map's kind of maze-like.
So, like Sonic.
Like Sonic, or Pac-Man. Or any other game. And it's important to remember those two references to video games, because I'll be coming on to that, right? So if you watch any video, or if you do the fight a certain number of times, say 3 or 4, you start to notice that he can only roll in certain directions, he follows a set amount of paths, and he always crashes into the same walls, right? So anyone who's ever played a platforming game in their life that has had to deal with a boss like this should not have a problem with it. But I had to spend the majority of Wednesday night watching people who apparently have just never played platform games in their entire life fail to comprehend the most simplest of tactics on this boss. Literally, if you're standing in the path that the boss is going to roll, you're going to die. And if you're standing between two world markers where he starts and where he could possibly finish, you're going to die. But time and time again, I've seen people dying to this boss that, in my mind, is just really, 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 really simple. Really fucking simple. Because people were like, oh, I didn't realize he rolled that way. Oh, I didn't realize he was facing me. Oh, I thought I could do this to get out of it. No, you can't. It's literally like an old game of Pac-Man or an old game of Sonic or any other platforming game that was around when you were little. So unless you were living in some backwater country eating boiled cabbage soup every day with no electricity and farming for hours on end as part of your daily labor as a child, you would have played a game like this. I don't understand how people can be failing in such a simplistic fight. And that's
so
that's
you've been buying people's Game Boys and stuff for to help them get over it.
There's only so many times I can be like, he's gonna go this way, he's gonna roll this way. But we had the world marker set up for like the walls that he crashes into. So wherever he started and whatever direction he's facing, when he faces the direction he's chosen where he's going to roll to, and it's always a set path. So he'll go from, like, say, if he's on blue, he might go from blue to red or blue to yellow, and that's it. He can only go two directions of the three directions that exist because he'll never roll back the way he came, right? So I was calling out, and then I was healing on my druid, so I was calling out, he's going to red, he's going to blue, he's going to green, he's going to yellow. I was calling out where this boss was going to land, like, the second that he turned, because I had memorized all these positions that he crashes into. And people still died. I just don't understand how you can.
And this all happened before we found out about the diagonal tactic, yeah?
Yeah, this happened before we found out about the diagonal tactic. But in my mind, it's a really, really simple boss. And I died to it maybe twice, where I tried to be really fucking clever and like Displacer Beast past him to see if I could get through him without taking any damage and stuff like that. But it's really disheartening. Seeing people die to the Pac-Man boss, but then we would have killed him on Thursday, but we couldn't log into the server. But yeah, that is.
See, that's not actually what I thought your bitch fit section was going to be about. I was listening while editing last week's podcast, and you said that you thought one of your guildies was going to leave, even though he was a really active member.
He did. He did leave.
He did leave.
He did leave. I was going to leave that. I was going to leave that. That stone unturned. But I mean, if you want to open up this can of worms.
Yep. We agreed that I would ask you this week what fucking happened with your guildie who was, I can't remember your exact words, but they weren't nice.
So this guy.
Leave you in the shit?
This guy played a feral druid, right? Now he used to play a hunter, and I used to be a hunter as well. So we're always kind of like competing on DPS. I say competing on DPS. I always won, so it's not really competing because I'm a good hunter and he's not a good hunter. But we were both playing the same class, so we would kind of talk a lot. But he switched to feral druid and started raiding. Now he was one of those people that's like, if something goes wrong in a raid, he will type out in raid chat the tactic you're supposed to be doing and how it's not the tactic you're currently doing, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, for instance, if you were the fourth phase of Imperator, when you go back into it, you're supposed to spread out because of this ability that the boss does quite a lot of AoE damage, right? And I'd gotten everyone to stack up so I could trank and then was getting them to spread out, right? Now, I did it so late that the boss did his thing and we all died to AoE damage, right? And I knew what I did wrong. And I said in Vent, I was like, oh, like that's my bad. I called it the wrong thing. I was trying to get everyone topped up before this hit. And in Richard, he was like, you're supposed to spread out during that phase. You killed it all, etc. But anyway, he was a decent raider and he was at every single raid. But he eventually left because one night his friend joined the guild and was raiding with us, and he was a really shit DPS, but we're kind of carrying him anyway and killing most bosses. But his pal, we wiped on Korag like three times in a row, and his friend just randomly DC'd, right, on the game.
So he wasn't standing in the nullification barrier.
But he died like two or three times to boss-specific tactics. His pal just DCs, but he's still in Vent. So I was like, oh, is he maybe disconnected from the game? And then he disconnects from Vent. So I was like, okay. So I was like, look, I'm not going to wait 5-10 minutes for this guy to come back. His DPS is pretty poor. I wouldn't expect anybody else to wait for me. Let's just go on, right? So kicked him from the raid, continued the raid on, but was like, if he comes back, I'll re-invite him. But the guy, the guy never came back. And then after the raid, this guy just bitched and whined and moaned about how he'd kicked his friend and his friend had just DC'd. And I was like, well, I've never seen him log back on. I don't understand what the problem is. But he was like, no, it's not fair. And you guys are, you know, just having an officer party and you don't care about guildies and stuff. And I was like, look, man, I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm telling you now, you're full of shit. Like, you've been in every single raid. If it happened to you, we'd reinvite you. It's not a big deal.
Aye.
But anyway, he went off to, he went off on one and made this big guild post about how people weren't pulling their weight and people were changing from fully geared rogues to very badly geared shamans, because one guy was like, listen, I really want to play my shaman. We could use the extra magic damage and we've not got a main DPS shaman in main in the guild anyway. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, man, go for it. Like, it's no fucking, makes no difference to me. I kind of appreciate people doing that. And then one of the officers had to change into a healing role as well because we lost an officer because it's basically his PC blew up and he wasn't going to get to replace it for ages and ages. So we had one guy go healing shaman, one guy go DPS shaman. And this feral druid was like, oh, people get to change all the time and it's totally shit. And the only exception to this is people are changing to a better role. Like, I changed to a feral druid because I could do more DPS and stuff.
Right.
So he said he was going to join some mythic guild and do mythic with his friends, and he was taking all of his friends with him, and we were like, all right, whatever, fine, fuck off. And then we had pretty much the same case as you. I went and looked up his guild, and his guild does one boss on mythic, and it's Kargath, which is nothing. And they raid 2 times a week, and both times they've been raiding when I've seen them, they've killed 3 bosses. So, but no, he left the guild, and it's made absolutely no difference.
Yeah, I just thought I'd better bring it back up than rather than just let you get away
with it. I'm over it now. If you'd have caught me like last week when it happened, I probably would have filled the entire podcast with just absolute bitching and hating and moaning.
Right. So, I mean, we've already covered your guild. You've just been raiding, but for our guild, I mean, the main thing is recruitment for us now. I've managed to recruit 182 people. 11 of those are me, though. So 171 people in 2 weeks. And like I said earlier on, we managed to get a peak guild of 32 people online. And slowly but surely coming round, and could end up being one of the most active guilds, I think. Because I'm just going to be strict and people who AFK for... say 2 weeks, I'll just put them and I'll replace them with new people. But one of the new guys who actually joined the guild, never met him before, never spoke to him. He was actually really nice. He gave the guild bank 10k gold for no reason. He put loads of stuff in the guild bank for no reason. And I made him an officer because he's been active, he's been talking to people and stuff, and he's helping us out. So our guild has the capability of allowing for G repairs, but when you've got 32 people online and you set the G repairs to 100 gold, you quickly have no gold left. So I think we're going to just keep cap it to 10 gold and use the G repairs to allow the people leveling to sort of use the money, and the people that are PvP and raiding whatever, getting killed on stupid shit, they'll no really get as much benefit of it. But that way the guild doesn't actually lose a shit ton of money in 1 week. So that's what our guild's been up to, and we've obviously got the heroics and stuff for tonight. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that your guild's been up to?
Nah, we've not really been up to much. It was really disappointing not being able to raid on the Thursday. The original intention was to, like, on the Wednesday, see how far we could get on bosses, so do like 2, maybe 3 bosses. And then on the Thursday we could go heroic, because it was honestly a joke. The DPS we were pulling, we could have just gone straight to heroic anyway, but we wanted to just get a feel for the fights. But nobody could log in on the Thursday anyway. We probably would have went normal anyway because we only killed one boss, but nah, we've not done a lot. Not a lot.
Real, how are you finding the guild in general?
The guild's pretty good, actually. I will be honest, it's a lot better than I thought it would be, to be honest.
Aye.
Yeah, especially now, there's quite a few people online, and it's most social guilds, hardly anyone speaks, despite the fact that they're supposed to be social. Like, I was actually, there's always somebody talking. Even like, last night, I was on at 1:30 in the morning. There were still people talking. There were still at least 10 people online. So it just doesn't stop, which I think is pretty cool.
It's the New York of guilds. I found it quite strange logging in on a Saturday about 12 o'clock in the afternoon and being 20 people online, because our raiding guild would have 2 people online at that point, eh? And so I've actually been enjoying like hearing new people to the game talking about stuff that they've like just never realised or noticed or know about because they're new. Yeah. And it reminds you of all the stuff that you've taken in and you've since ignored because you've been playing the game for so long.
It's always nice to help the new people anyway, because they have no idea what they're doing. Yeah. But they've got to learn somehow.
I originally, when the guild started, I made the first 10 people in the guild officers. I think about 4 or 5 of them have left and no been online since, and I've demoted people. The raiders that came across from the old guild, I've made them all officers. I'm just trying to get balance because there's just like, I don't know, 25 people online and not a single officer at some points, and just me spam recruiting. So I was like, I need more officers in this. I can't be doing this all myself.
You should definitely definitely swap with my guild, because we always have officers on and not very many members, but we've got lots of officers.
I see you're top heavy.
Yeah.
Have you basically got all your raiding team as officers? Like the core raid guild?
Not all of them, but I would say like of the critical roles that you have in a raid, so like tanks and healers, we've got one healer that isn't an officer.
So would you consider yourselves to be having an officer party?
Well, no, because we're not excluding people from raiding because they're not officers.
Right.
We do have...
So officer party it is then.
A little bit too many officers, I'd say. But then, like, fucking... Why not? You know, these are the people that have stuck with the guild through like thick and thin and have never left, even though there's been fucking tons of drama and tons of bitch fits and so on and so forth. Like, those people deserve to be officers. I'm not going to tell them they can't be officers because we've got too many of them. Fuck that.
Would you ever change the hierarchy to have like higher officers?
Officers.
Have generals. Officer. Just generals or something. So well, you've still got like the head of each class or the head of each role.
We had that at one point, eh? But I don't think the guild's big enough for that overall. But then we do have a GM, but we don't have a GM. The GM rank is called officer and is hidden amongst the other officers.
Right.
Just because we don't want to promote the idea that it's just one person overall that rules.
See, I've done it the opposite way around. We've got 2 guildmaster ranks, and it's me and Scott, and I've just moved ours to GMs. So that was more so that if Scott felt like it was his guild as well as mine, though, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen for, like, setting ranks and stuff. I can see the guild's going to be so big that it's going to go 2 distinct ways than the PvP-PvE route. And I'm not going to stop them. If they want to PvP, man, that's fine with me. And so, I mean, eventually I'm just going to have somebody leading the PvP section and I'll take the PvE myself.
That's fair enough. We had that for a while in Cataclysm, where we had like the PvP rank, because we had a bunch of people who were friends of one person, basically. They just wanted to PvP. And it was alright. But it was back in the days where, like, if you were short on a raid and you needed someone to raid and a PvPer came in, you could tell that they were a PvPer because their DPS was like substandard and stuff. So at least with the new PvP gear, you can still do that and the player will still do like pretty commendable DPS because the stats are roughly the same and the eye level's roughly the same. Getting rank sorted is still a pain in the arse. Like, we've still not got it fully sorted because it's just a pain. People tend to
Doesn't matter what way you do it, someone's going to be pissed off.
A lot of people tend to put a lot of onus on ranks, even though they don't really mean anything. Mm-hmm. Like, we take people that are geared and know what they're doing to raids, and they raid both progression and farm runs, and we've got no problem with that. But then there is a rank called raider,
right.
And I would put maybe more responsibility onto them than I would people who had like the lower ranks, like, you know, rookie, I think is the tryout rank and stuff like that. But there's not really any difference between the ranks. But I have seen people in the past being like, oh, when can I be a raider? I thought I had to do this much to become a raider, and so on and so forth. So
People like to progress inside the guild there.
Which is good, but that's a good sign that people enjoy still being with your guild. Seeing them grow that way. So
I've been... it's actually the opposite way around with the social people, like the casuals. I had some guy join the guild this week, and I was like, hey, where are you from? And he was like, I'm from Scotland. And I was like, welcome to Officer. Promoted him to Officer, and within one day he had left. Yeah, I've just noticed that I've actually missed another thing to bitch about in the bitch fit section. So we're moving back purely for me. What I've found is that when I've been recruiting people to the guild, I've been trying to keep it nice and make it feel like a community. So for people's guild notes, I've been asking them for the first name in their country. And there are so many people who are scared to give it their first name in their country. You're like, okay, Tarbuk fi Kazakhstan, I'm going to come and find you. Like, it's just, there's no reason for anybody to be that scared. And so there's now, like, if you quickly sift through the guild notes and that, there's just a section of people who are known as Anon from Anon because they point blank refuse to give me it. And the only reason I can think is that there are female gamers who don't want people to know that they're female.
Well, that's what I was going to say, that there is a set mindset like that. Like one of our officers is called Joni, right? Now, that's not her real name. I won't disclose her real name, but her real name is somewhat similar to the name of the character she plays. Officers.
So how is Joanne?
No, it's not Joanne. You won't guess it. It's far enough removed that you won't guess the name. But a bunch of officers call her by her real name sometimes if they need to get her attention or, you know, forever. But there's been a couple of new people to the guild that have done that as well. And she's very quick on being like, could you just call me Joni by my character name? It's more a kind of, my close friends can call me this, but for people I don't know, I'd prefer you just call me by my character name.
Which I think is so strange, man, because like we genuinely have something like 15 girls, between 10 and 15 girls in the guild now, eh? And there's a couple of them that are actually like active, and there's a couple of officers that are female as well. So you think people would like join the guild and go and look and see if there's any notes against people's names and then go, oh, there's some girls here, I'm safe. But it's really not like that. Okay, so for the news section for this week, there's been a bunch of updates about the PTR build. I've not really looked into it too much because I don't think there's any major changes. Have you noticed any different?
Nah, I haven't really looked at them.
It's just most of them seem to be tooltip fixes and stuff like that. There doesn't seem to be anything that anybody's going to...
Yeah, I think I remember something about... like healer damage, like healers and healing rolls are going to do more damage. So like druid, wrath, if you're a resto druid, it's going to hit for more. Right. And the like resto shamans, I think it's flame shock or something's going to hit for more, which is cool. And I think they're changing Heart of the Wild as well, which is like a druid buff that lets you like DPS as a healer for a bit. But that's kind of bigger news for my druid, because my druid runs like a couple of talents that means that whenever he hits with wrath, he heals someone, so obviously if my wrath's hitting for more, I'll heal for more, which is pretty cool. But that's what I think.
So you're getting buffed. Mentored.
Pretty much.
Where's the priest buffs? Where's the shaman buffs? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shaman's getting buffed a wee bit as well, just your damage, I guess.
So the only thing I really found that was even worthy looking at was the mount, the panther purpley mount.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of it? I should probably find the name of it.
It looks pretty cool. I don't know if it's something I'll buy, but I know that there's like two or three people in my guild. One of them who is like really, really, doesn't really subscribe to buying mounts from the store or in like that. It's like, I'm going to buy that mount. That's an amazing mount. Oh my God. Like, I need that mount in my life.
So it's been confirmed then that it's actually a bot mount rather than an...
Yeah. I think it's on the PTR, it appears in the store or something. I do remember someone saying that there was something to denote that it pretty much was a store mount.
Was there not people talking about it being some sort of Heroes of the Storm?
Or like, reward mount, yeah.
I think it's called the Mystic Runesaber, and it basically just looks like a purple panther with an electrically blue tail, and apparently it now has wings, so it can fly. Wings just magically appear. They look like two giant purple feathers either side. So that was the only real news for this week.
If it had a more unique model, I'd probably buy it, but it is just a reskin panther.
Yeah, it is reskin panther.
Aye. I don't know if I would buy it. I've still not even bought that. Is it the Death Charger, the red horsey?
Oh, the Warforged Nightmare.
I thought that was quite a nice looking mount.
I don't like it because it's a reskinned version of the Hearthstone mount with a little bit more armor. I don't know. I don't really like it. Plus, I'm one of those total nerds that if I buy a mount, I need the mount to match the class I'm playing. So like the Warforged Nightmare is pretty much it's either a Death Knight or a Warlock mount, just the way it looks. But I don't.
I still find that I don't have the Ashes of Alar.
Mm-hmm.
So I run that on all three characters to try and get it. But I've bought the Winged Guardian mount, and I'm happy with that one. I think that's a nice looking mount.
Is that the Flame Lion one thing? It's like a lion with wings?
Yeah, it's kind of yellow, whitey fire, yeah. But it's main.
That's all right, I guess. I've not got it. I think I've got one. In fact, let's have a look. I've got one pet mount from our... from the store. It's the Iron Sky Reaver.
Right.
And I got it because it matches the Hunter challenge mode transmog.
Aye.
It looks pretty similar to that.
I was going to buy that one, so I saw one of my friends riding it, and when it isn't flying, it looks like someone has smacked it in the head.
Yeah, it does look pretty dense.
So that's pretty much it for all of the WoW news for this week. There doesn't seem to be any major buffs or nerfs other than what Chris has already mentioned. For the add-on section this week, I had a look through the newest Curse added add-ons and came across one that was the Garrison Jukebox. And basically in patch 6.1 they're going to be putting out a Garrison Jukebox in the Garrison, but someone's decided to make their own, and it'll allow you to add your own music, I think, and customise which music plays in which area. So if you spend all your time in a certain area and you want, like say you constantly farm leather in Nagrand, then you can have the music that you want to hear playing all the time. So the Garrison Jukebox seems like a nice add-on if you're into it, but I don't think personally that I could pull myself away from electro dubstep to go listen to more WoW music.
I don't really see the point of an add-on that gives you music that you can easily just install on your computer. You can simply just play it on your computer whilst you're playing the game.
Well, that's it, man. I agree with that, because if you really wanted, you could just download the WoW soundtrack and you could play it all on your MP3.
Well, the only time I've got music on is when I'm in my garrison just doing missions and things like that. And I'd maybe give the add-on a try just to see how it worked and to see if I enjoyed it. But the only thing I'd play is like the Grizzly Hills music from Wrath. That's by far the best music in the game.
That one in the is it the Howland Ford? The one where you were a hard start at the undead place on the show.
Yeah, it's
Howland Ford.
So for this week's top five section, Chris's friend is religiously helping us out with this because I'm pathetic at coming up with things now. So the top five for this week is the top five stupidest deaths, and I'm going to start because this week I was running Skyreach quite a lot on the Hunter, and after the first boss, you run up a flight of stairs, and there's mobs on the left-hand side and the right-hand side. Well, running up those stairs, I was trying to do something or type or something, and I ran off the edge and died, and everybody had to wait on the healer. So that was one of my stupidest deaths for a long time. Chris, would you like to pick up one or two?
Yeah, when we were doing progression Siege of Orgrimmar, it wasn't progression actually, but it was heroic Siege of Orgrimmar. Do you remember the Siege Crafter Black Fuse fight where somebody's got to go up in the conveyor belt and kill a thing and then jump back down?
I never did that, but continue.
So you jump in this pipe and the pipe drops you on this conveyor belt, and then you run up this conveyor belt which is constantly moving, and you kill this thing like a laser or a set of bombs or something like that, and then you jump back down And the reason you do that is to stop that specific type of weapon spawning in the arena where you fight the boss. Excuse me. And it's really good for hunters to do, because obviously hunters can move and DPS at the same time. And it used to be that you needed two people to go up, because when one person got shot back off the platform, they were given a debuff, and the debuff meant they couldn't go up for like a minute and a half. And that meant that another one spawned, so you had to send up two DPS. But I basically found a way of circumventing that, because if you ran up the side of the pipe that you're supposed to jump in, and then you jump and disengage, you could land on the belt and completely negate the debuff, because the debuff happened when you jump in the pipe anyway. So I used to just jump up in the belt, and it was me that did it all the time. But this one time that I did it, I killed the ad, and I was really, really far behind. So I called out to one of my friends that I might need to be a life gripped back off the belt. And I did that at the exact same time I disengaged. So my friend life gripped me, which turns you to face the direction that the priest is standing in. And I disengaged, which obviously shoots you back. And they both went off at the same time. So instead of me moving in any direction, I just stopped in midair and fell between both of them and felt my death. And the other stupid... Oh, 2 seconds. There we go. The other stupid...
Hello?
My mic's... Hello?
Hello.
There we go. The other stupid death I've had is I was doing loads and loads and loads of fishing, which I absolutely abhor. I was doing loads of fishing, and some wee bastard, when I was AFK, I was stood on this mushroom fishing, and I went AFK, I went to get a coffee or something, and some absolute bastard swap blasted me under the water, so I drowned. So I came back and I had drowned because somebody swap blasted me while they were under the water. So I was just sitting in the water, slowly drowning, like slowly dying while I was away getting a coffee. So I came back and was like, what the fuck? And I noticed that some guy was like spam laughing me and spam, you know, ruffling me and something. So I was like, how did I die? And he's like, oh, I swap blasted you. You were under the water dying.
And Rail, have you got anything to add?
Yeah, the dumbest death I've ever had was in Burning Crusade, and I'm a paladin. When I just got the fire mount at level 70, I was on hard. I think it was, yeah, I'm my blood elf hard, and saw this gnome flying in the air, and I thought, if I stun him whilst I'm falling, he'll fall to his death. And I dropped off my mount, tried to stun him, and I was reaching the ground. I tried to bubble, but I accidentally used the lay on hands instead. And wasted my global cooldown and just dropped to my death.
Nice. I mean, my other one, of which probably goes back about 3 weeks now, was attacking a horde that was AFK for ages, and I was keeping him at like 5% health. And he basically had full PvP gear and turned around and two-shot me. And I had kept this guy on 5% health for, like, I don't know, 10 minutes while he'd been AFK. And he just turned around and absolutely destroyed me. So that was definitely one of my stupidest deaths. I'm sure there's loads, though, that I can't remember, because I think, I mean, for a while I was switching between my warlock and my priest. And I mean, I'm really bad on my priest for running on my mount, jumping off a cliff, and then levitating myself down the ground. And I'm sure I've done that so many times with my warlock, and then just went, fuck, that button doesn't do levitate on a warlock. You just get so used to doing it.
Yeah, I've done exactly that. Like, F on my hunter is disengage. And I've been on my druid, I think. And I've been like running and jumping off. So I'm like, yeah, gonna fucking disengage at the bottom of this. And then I hit F, and F on my druid is Genesis. So it does nothing. Genesis pops as like thing to make you heal more if you've got hots on you. So I literally, seconds before I hit the ground, I'm like, heal! Death.
And I mean, it's the same with my shaman. If I run and jump and then go to levitate my shaman, I try and put a totem down. That's it. So yeah, I've died that way more than I can care to remember. Like, so moving on, the next section is the bullshit section. Chris, you said you had next to nothing.
I have next to nothing. I've done nothing but play Warcraft and some armor, and that's pretty much it.
Unreal.
I'm just getting ready for Bloodborne, really. So I'm just replaying Dark Souls 1. And that's it. That and Warcraft. That's my life.
Yeah, me and Scott just we see there's no other games other than WoW currently. Still saving myself up for Grand Theft Auto at some point, but I don't know if I'll ever get to it.
No.
Try to think. I don't think it anything. I went into England for 2 days, and well, it was me and my manager, who's not really my manager. He's like just about 5 years older than me, and we both sort of get away with murder. So we went down south, and we're supposed to be going to a training course for 2 days, and we stayed in a bed and breakfast in Newcastle. And when we got in the bed and breakfast, the woman had given us our two sons' rooms. And our sons had been away to university, and they'd asked to rent their rooms out for extra money to go to like Reading and Leeds Festival. And she's like, so if you're just up there. And so like we were in the back of this hotel, like B&B, basically in the woman's own house and staying in the boys' rooms. And so I seen that there was a PlayStation 3 sitting, and there was one controller, so I raided this boy's room till I found the other controller and two charger kits. And FIFA 15 was inside the PS3, so me and my manager 2 days we just played FIFA 15, man, when we'd finished this course, eh? It was awesome.
So you basically robbed somebody's house.
I just raided his room, man. But the strangest thing, right, was that the boy had actually came back on the, I think it was like a Wednesday, Thursday, and the boy came back on the Thursday, but he was obviously staying in one of the guest rooms while we were in his room. I know, I was fucked up, right? So we're in his room, well, I'm in his room, and he's trying to study, so he comes up to get like some of these uni books that he's covered that he'd like left, and we are sitting on his bed playing his PlayStation, like we're just, like screaming and shit, and he just saunters in the room because I'd left the door wide open. He's just like, "All right," and I'm like, "All right." And I was just like, "Is this your room then, aye?" And he was like, "Aye, man, I was brought up in a hotel, so I don't really care if you play my PS3 or that, like, doesn't bother me." And it's like, "So you're just used to strangers then?"
Using your stuff.
Pretty much. So we just continued, and he just stood and watched us play, and he's like, "Which one is his Man City?" And I was just like, "Me." And he's like, "Well done. He's getting humped." And that was it. I just walked out the room. I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's fucking strange.
I think when he was like wee, if he was like misbehaving, his mum made him sleep in a guest room.
I don't know, probably. Yeah. But
go
I just
your,
thought
go your room,
so
know that
strange.
One.
So there you go. And the thing is, like, he had Dr. Dre Beats headphones and one of those Beats pills and that in his drawer, eh? And obviously, like, all his boxers and socks and that, and I'm looking for this charger for the PlayStation. Like, what the fuck? This is so strange. And his toothbrush is still in the bathroom and stuff when I got a shower in the morning. Just found the whole thing surreal.
That is pretty weird.
But that was my 2 days away from work, training and playing FIFA. This week's outro music we've left to Rail, who's had this entire time to think of something to play.
Right, considering that you've named every single episode after a Star Wars episode, aye. I think this one should be Death Star by Tenacious D.
Okay. I have nothing to say.
As Haggis now realises, he probably should have queued this before the show ended.
So, okay, that's fine. The title section for this one, again, based on Star Wars, it's supposed to be Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, but I was going to call it Return of the Casuals, because we've all sort of stopped raiding, except for Chris, obviously, and went casual. One of these days, Chris, I will actually let you title the podcast as something that relates to your guild. Because I did realise this morning, I'm like, no, that's fail cap.
That's all right.
I should probably let Chris title one. So once we run out of Star Wars episodes, you will get to name episode 8.
Nice. Oh, wait, are you going to name the next one, the next podcast from the Star Wars title that's not even out yet?
Aye.
Nice. What's it called again? The Force Awakens?
Aye.
Fair enough.
So
I can tell you what's going to happen now. Next week, your guild's going to go off and raid pure 7 out of 10 bosses, and we're going to do this podcast, and you're going to be like, I'm going to call this week's podcast The Guild Awakens, because we all got off our arse and killed loads of bosses. if you listen to this now, tens of listeners that we have, I predicted this. This is what's going to happen.
Right, I'm going to spite you by definitely
no reason
to that. I would say that somewhere in the region of 85% of the guild is below 90, so I don't think that will happen. even with the best of people in our guild, if they all the level 100s came and raided, I don't think we'd even scrape. Like, Rael, what's your eye level right now?
For PvE is 631.
All right, that's a lot higher than I expected it to be. I take it back. I was expecting you to see 610.
No.
Aye, but Rael is one of the highest eye level out of the new guild members, to be fair. So, I don't think it's going to... No guild shall be awakening.
Episode 8 is the guild Disney awakened.
That could well be it. Like. So, this week's Ask the Listeners question... I left it blank because I was just going to do it. And what about we just go with the top five? What has been your stupidest death in WoW? All right, it's time to wrap it up, as I've put in capitals. This week's hashtag ATL is, what has been the stupidest death that you've had in WoW? And that's all for this episode. Please remember to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Well, mentioning the YouTube channel, I actually recorded a couple of fights. There's a guild in our server called, I think it's Bloodhoof? Bloodwind? Something like that. Anyway, they were desperate for a 660 healer, and at that time I had 652, and so I said that I would join them, and they agreed, and I went and raided some mythic content. We got Kargath down. I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but whatever. I got Mythic Kargath down, and I got a piece of gear, which was the helm, which makes me look like a rapist. I didn't really like it. It's got a stupid wee piece of cloth over the face.
Is that the Vial mask?
Aye, the Vial Breather mask, is it? So I got that, and when we were killing Trash, and I also got a back, so I got two pieces. But I also recorded the Kargath kill, so hopefully I'll be able to put that up and claim that it's our guild, even although it's not our guild at all. And remember to also follow us on Twitter to reply to this week's hashtag ATL, ask the listeners. Let us know what your most stupid death was, and you can follow us at failcapped or email us at failcapped@gmail.com. Please remember this week our guest speaker was Rael, and you can speak to him on Twitter at GABarnes134. I've misspelled it in the script, and I had to remember that. Rael, please intro the outro.
Yeah, this is Death Star by Tenacious D. Death Star, it's a fucking ship. It's a son of a bitch, y'all, and we're building it. It's gonna take us up into the sky. We don't need the earth. We're gonna fucking fly sky high. Death Star, it's a son of a bitch, y'all. Gonna take us into outer space. Get your shit together, motherfucker. We're gonna start a new human race in the sky. In the sky. You know we will be rocking on the Death Star. Total eclipse of the sky. Everybody going insane. Futuristic video games. Everybody have a good time. Synthesizing water and wine. But how? How? I hired a nerd. A fucking paid a nerd. It is absurd, but I paid him to build it. Cause I don't know how to build that shit. That's right. There's a vacuum in space. We'll fucking suck your face. Day or night, you gotta make it airtight. You gotta build that shit, make it out of sight. The fucking Death Star. You know we will be rocking on the Death Star. We will be democratic on the Death Star. There will be lots of boning on the star.
do we have for Bobby Blue? So we search the galaxy for other forms of life. We got to drink their nutrients to sustain our quality of life. So we scoop up the creatures, then we put them in a geodesic dome. But the question arises, my friend, what have we become? Death Star!